سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله 5:22 South African time on this beautiful Friday morning, Mubarak Friday morning on our program, As-Safinatu Ila Al-Jannah. Yes, today is the 18th of Dhul Hijjah. Yes, let's welcome our listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Where is our beloved Ustad this Mubarak Friday morning, Haj Abu Yusuf? Lodium. Well, he is in Lodium. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning here. I don't know about Lodium Sharif. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Riaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. I'm sorry about that. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday, and it is the 18th of Zulhijjah, 1444, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we focus on Surah An-Naml, chapter number 27 and verses 49 right up to verse number 53. In yesterday's lesson, we told you that in that place, Madain as-Salih, nowadays in Saudi Arabia, and when you are traveling from Jeddah or Makkah, Medina, towards the direction of Jordan, Palestine, Tabuk and so forth, you will find this place where the Qawm Thamud and Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them. Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam's nami ismi grami, honorable name, is mentioned 9 times in the noble Quran, and it means to be pious for a male Salih and female Saliha. That there were 9 people there, and they had hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Not only did they want to hamstring and murder and kill that she-camel, by which they demanded, by the way, but they also wanted to assassinate Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, and Almighty Allah states, yufsiduna fil ard, they wanted to cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wala yuslihun, and not making any amends. So now Almighty Allah, that we did yesterday. So today's lesson, chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the ant, in verse 49. Qalu, they said, these 9 people, taqasamu billah, each one of us must take an oath on Almighty Allah. How many a person today takes an oath, but they are lying, and it's a sign of hypocrisy and so forth. And we see they just use the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in vain. So what oath did they take? لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ, that we, the 9, will go there secretly, and we will then slay him, murder him, assassinate him, Allah forbid, وَأَهْلَهُ, and his family as well. So in the darkness of the night, we will carry out this assassination secretly. ثُمَّ, subsequently thereafter, لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ, then definitely we will tell his heirs and family members, Ma shahidina mahalika ahlihi, that we were not present there when this massacre took place. And this is exactly like what the Jutlas Haramis do. So they will say, but we're not responsible. Ma shahidina mahalika ahlihi, we were not present there. Wa inna lasadiqun, and definitely we are speaking the truth. So this was the pledge they took, and so forth and so on. How today so many people are plotting, planning against Islam, against Muslims, and against innocent people, non-Muslims as well. وَمَكَرُوا مَكَرًا, and they had and made their scheming, plotting, planning. وَمَكَرْنَا, and we have our master plan. مَكَرَوْا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, but they perceive it not, and they did not expect it. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah writes in Durr-e Manthoor, a commentary of the Noble Quran, Wallahu a'lam, but that is what he wrote. He says that one huge boulder came and it just rolled and fell on all nine of them, and they were crushed to death to pieces. And that is what happens when you go against the truth and against justice. Then the justice will crush you, you see. Today people speak of the dollar. We say the dollar will crash and America will fall to ash. So that is what is happening in today's world. People want to fight the truth and people want to fight the justice. But then end of the day, remember, they are the ones who get humiliated, disgraced, because they were the ones who are going against the grain of truth. So Almighty Allah is telling us the same thing. Fanzur, go and see. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ عَاقِبَةً, that what was the consequences of their plotting, planning in the ending. عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ, look at the strong language. If we understood the Arabic language, and then we crushed them, we decimated them, we annihilated them and destroyed them. We, surely we decimated, destroyed them. وَقَوْمَهُمْ, and all of them, أَجْمَعِينَ, all, without exception, those who oppose the message and the messenger, Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, and they were the ones responsible for the murder and the hamstringing of the she-camel. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, a surah very, very famous in the Noble Quran, Surah Wash-Shamsi. And if you read that surah, you will see in the ending the language Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses. Chapter number 91. And I read for you the last two, three verses. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا, the messenger told them, and that is Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, Naqatullah, this is the she-camel of Almighty Allah, which you demanded. You said from that mountain there the she-camel must come. Then we will believe in you and accept you, your message, and we will accept the messenger. Wasuqiyaha, then there was water rationing, one day for the she-camel and one day for them. Chapter 91 and verses 13, 14, 15. So they got fed up and frustrated. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, hence they rejected him, rejected Salih alayhi salam. فَأَقَرُوهَا, and they hamstrung the she-camel. And what they did, they tied it up and slaughtered it. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ, if you just understood the mubalagha, the hyperbole, the intensive form of these words. Allah Jalla Wala crushed them to pieces. Allah Ta'ala decimated, annihilated them. Rabbuhum bidambihim, because of their vices and sins and transgression. Fasawwaha, and he, Almighty Allah, flattened them completely. Today when you go there, now this MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, this place of punishment, he wants to make it a tourist attraction. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you pass there, then you must be crying, or you should make your face like a person who's crying. Therefore, when the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam and Sahaba, 30,000 of them, left Medina Munawwara and went in the direction of Tabuk, they passed all these areas here. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that you must not even enter, or you must not even eat there, unless there's a need and necessity is different. ولا يخاف عقباها. And for Almighty Allah, He does not fear any consequences. Everything is under His sovereignty, His authority, His majesty. So He does as He pleases. He is fa'alul lima yurid. So read chapter number 91 and see what Almighty Allah teaches us in the ending of those surah there and chapter there. It only has 15 verses, so it's a short surah and short chapter. So here Almighty Allah is telling us, Anna dammarnahum wa qawmahum ajma'in, fatilka buyutuhum, they are their houses. Go and see their houses. وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ, and they used to carve out their houses in the mountains, and they were so proud and arrogant and happy about it. Look at our architecture, look at our skills, look at our expertise. Like today people are, you must remember, they fascinated with their houses and their factories and their shops and what have you, and they made that the very object of their life. And then the competition, the rivalry starts. How we are done, and remember their houses lying there, ruins, and totally in ruins and upside down. Bima zalamu. I went these places with Allah's help, alhamdulillah. But when you go there, you feel an eerie feeling. Likewise, when you go to Sodom and Gomorrah, and you see the altitude there, where the gay nation committed sodomy. So remember the lowest portion, remember, on earth as far as altitude go. And the Dead Sea tells you a story. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan liqawmin ya'lamun. In these there are signs and symbols for people who know. If we go there, it should not be for fun, games and entertainment and tourism. It should be, remember, to take ibrah and lesson. Wa anjayna alladhina amanu. Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His authority, majesty, sovereignty. And we saved and rescued those people who possess iman. We must have that conviction. Almighty Allah will save and protect us. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And at all times, all places, they had taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. So always we tell you and remind ourselves, Surah 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best of protectors, and He Almighty Allah alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala envelope us in His special mercy. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us go now to the news, interviews nationally, locally, internationally, globally, and see what is unfolding. We start with the story, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Whenever you hear a jutla harami is dispatched to hell and Jahannam, say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So the Haaretz writes that one Israeli was shot dead in the West Bank. We say Alhamdulillah. We have no empathy, sympathy for these settlers and so forth. They're stealing other people's land. They're stealing other people's gardens and orchards and farms. So they got what they deserve, and we show no empathy for them. We must be clear on that issue. Look at the disgrace for Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and Hitler's children. Yesterday on BBC, so now they are a person who is interviewing Bennett. Now you must know Naftali Bennett is who? Naftali Bennett is the previous Prime Minister of Israel. But we don't call him Prime Minister. We say the previous, one of the previous former Crime Ministers. He's on record, and I heard it myself. He said, I killed many Arabs, and there's no problem in it. I killed many Arabs, and there's no problem in it. He said it himself. And he even said that how can we allow the Palestinians to come back, that those living in a diaspora, there are 6 million of them. So take all that into context. So this person of BBC interviewing him asked him the question, do you enjoy killing the Palestinian children? Do you enjoy killing the Palestinian children? 100% justified. We have Khafal Lakaroni. You know Khafal Lakaroni, I met him, Ronnie Kessler, and he was our former minister here. He's a Jew, And he told us personally that he calls them, even on radio, TV, and whatever, baby killers. That the Israelis, the Jutlas there in Israel are baby killers. 100% right. Quran teaches us they're the murderers of prophets and messengers. And you saw in 2001, they murdered our son, Muhammad Durra. And now 2023, they murdered Muhammad Tamim, 2 years old. And what they said, there'll be no investigation. So what are you? 100% baby killers. So remember, she was 100% he or she, whoever was interviewing him, the terrorist crime minister, Bennett, remember, was justified. You Jutlas can just jump and make noise. So BBC then went to apologize, but the damage was done. Whenever you go and curry favor with people, you always will be disgraced. Let's go to the Pharaoh in Egypt, Sisi. And we see that the Sheikhul Azhar, Sheikh Ahmed Tayyib, he's a big person promoting the Abrahamic Accord and so forth. No, we must have all ties with Jutlas and Christians and all that. And all murtads, all shaitan. He can be Sheikhul Azhar, he can be the Pharaoh, all shaitan, haramis out of the fold of Islam. So now last week was Eidul Adha Salat. So he is the Imam, this Ahmed Tayyib, so-called Sheikhul Azhar. And now he's leading the prayer. So in the rakat, he says, you know, the extra takbirs they make, and then he reads the surah. Idha jaa nasrullah. He never read surah Fatiha. Mm. All the sheikhs and imams and maulvis and whoever you want to call there behind him, no one corrects him. The Pharaoh doesn't correct him. You know what is the masla and fatwa? La salata illa bi fatihatil kitab. So your salat is not valid without the opening chapter. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, every famous hadith kitab is in Mustad Ahmad and so forth. So imagine on full view in camera, it has become a big stand, choke for the Egyptian people that the Pharaoh's salat is not valid. The Sheikhul Azhar doesn't know basic maslas and rules that he forgot. And Allah, it's not he forgot only. Allah wants to disgrace him in full view of the millions of people. And that is what happens when you lick and you go and boot lick. You must remember the Jutlas and the enemies of Islam. Take the other one. Quran says all this. I don't speak from my side. Everything we say, we will give you reference. The Quran, Sunnah, your media, and so forth. You can go check it up in your Indian media. Quran says this. Surah 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jutlas and the Jews, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said that every Hindu or every Jew is our enemy, but we definitely will say majority of them our enemies, and you just have to look at the both apartheid regimes of Israel and apartheid regime of India. So they are the ones in India, 10 Hindu thugs, 10 Hindu murderers. You must remember, they got one brother, and his name was, you must remember, that Ansari, Tabriz Ansari. That's a Muslim guy's name, right? Tabriz Ansari. They tortured him, persecuted him. They told him he better praise their gods and their idols. He did all that, and yet they murdered him. They murdered him cold-bloodedly. But when they go to court, what does the Indian justice system say? They are not guilty of murder, but they are guilty of manslaughter, and then they sentence them 10 years in jail. I ask you Hindus, I ask you Jutlas, I ask you Jews and Zionists, are you really fair to people who are non-Jewish, who are non-Hindu? Or are you treating them as third, fourth class, fifth class citizens? Be honest about this. Because of the Zionism laws, and you always want that you think you are superior. You're not a chosen nation. You are a cursed nation. And you will see how Israel is imploding. And I'm telling you now, the whole of Israel, inshallah, that is our dua and supplication Amen. Daily, will fall in Amen. Our lifetime. Amen. And you will see the whole of you Jutlas will be running again, and the whole thing will return to Palestine. Same thing with you, India. that you think this guy here, Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, trying to change the history of the Muslim rule of 700 years plus and so forth, is not going to happen. Allah Ta'ala gives people chance and you will show yourself. Are you standing for the truth or justice, or are you an oppressor and a tyrant and a tenpot dictator? So that is what's happening in Dufta. And they tell the Muslims, Jao Jao Pakistan, Jao Jao Kabristan. You pack up and go to Pakistan or we send you to the Kabristan. So they send this brother Tabriz Ansari, Rahimahullah, a shaheed, to the Kabristan. And this is your so-called Indian style justice. South Africa, and I'm going there, so they're saying it's a very, very cold weekend coming up in Zululand, Impangani and all that, and I'll be there tomorrow, inshallah, so Allah make easy, because many parts of South Africa this weekend will be very, very cold, Allah make easy. See, the Haaretz runs this newspaper, runs this article, Gantz or Gantz, whatever you want to call him, Jutla is a minister or what have you. So he says 14 Israelis are wounded. This is Israeli violence on one another. He says Bibi is to blame, Benjamin Netanyahu and the Minister of Security, Ibn Himar, the Palestinians call him, Ben Gvir, and Smotrich, the war criminal. So these are all war criminals. So now the war is on. You must remember, because the Israeli police chief there in Tel Aviv resigned and they said he's too soft on them. And now they are fighting one another in the highways and they are closing the highways. So now today, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, and you will see Jutla fighting Jutla. That is what Quran taught us. We don't have to apologize to anybody. This is what the Quran states. And we have to be firm against the non-Muslims. Waghluz alayhim, Quran says. So remember chapter 59, verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. The war among themselves is very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'u wa qulubuhum shatta. And you think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ اللَّهِ يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains. People say Jutla are intelligent, but Quran says they got no brains. You can see this there. Rockets fired into Israel from Lebanon, well done. Whether you shoot it from Lebanon or you shoot from Syria or you shoot from Gaza, we support you 100%, remember that. The rain again gone down. It is now about 19 rand or so. You'll have to pay for $1. So you can see South Africa, they want it to become a failed state. Like now Tayyip Erdogan, he doesn't want to allow Sweden to become a member of NATO. He criticized Israel and condemned them severely. So again, they dropped the Turkish lira. This is the game the Jutlas and the Americans and them, they play. And UAE, this is a pledge they made. They haven't given the money. It's a pledge. So you know, many a time, Saudi Arabia, UAE, all of them make pledges just for their, you know, own hidden agenda and so forth. But anyway, we will accept it and give the news as is. UAE Emirates pledges $15 million for Janine. So that's all. And all the houses can be rebuilt and all the people can go back and on with their lives. But the children of Janin will never forget the war crimes of the Israelis. Always remember that. If I'm there and you murder me, so my family, my children can never forget. When my son, my family gets hold of you, so it is one bullet, one settler, one bullet, and that will settle the issue. That is what happens because of your own policy. South Africa, be warned, they're warning us in the media. There might be looting and social unrest again. So remember that. The Jutlas are complaining to America. Can you believe this story? The Jutlas, the Haramis are complaining to the Americans. The fees you are charging us for the American visa is too much. Didn't I tell you yesterday? Allah Ta'ala says, Yatullah, they said Allah Ta'ala's hands are fastened and stingy. Allah Ta'ala said, Hullat aydihim walu'inu bima qalu. Allah made them stingy and Allah cursed them for what they said. Ye asaynach netzo the jwat. You are stingy just like a Jew. And you know when Trump was president, this guy BB would go with his wife and even his laundry, You wouldn't wash it Israel. You'll wash it there in Washington. These are these haramis, if you know their lives. So today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be our Mufti Muhammad Aku with Maul Zahid Khan. 11:25, 11:30, we link up with Makkah. Today will be Sheikh Al Ghazawi, Faisal Al Ghazawi with the khutbah. And my program is here in Masjid Hamza, inshallah. So yes, we are in Pretoria. By Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, Maulana Muhammad Dokrat, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward them.
Ameen.
And inshallah, we'll go to the cemetery in the morning, there where their father is buried. Exactly 2 years ago, he passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him and all the marhumin, Jannat al Firdaus al A'la. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, I've got brother Adrian. He says that is Imran Khan a popular leader in Pakistan now? Adrian, Ustaz.
100% in Pakistan, if they have free and fair elections, you must remember it will be a landslide victory for them. But I don't know, Adrian, if you understand Pakistan politics. I spent approximately 7 years there. So little bit, obviously, we know. Pakistan is not run by political parties. Pakistan is run by the army. So when Imran and the army were seeing eye to eye, so he was in power. And when he says that he doesn't want corruption, that is one thing everybody accepts. That Imran, the people, the British and many others, Americans, tried to bribe him and so forth. And he said, no, I want a clean government and I don't want no bribery, no corruption. His wife, he divorced her, multi-millionaire. They gave him millions. He said, I don't take a cent, give it to my children and so forth. So everybody knows that. So that is what they fear. The army there in Pakistan, they live like lords and so forth. And the current government, let me be honest about these issues. You see, the truth is very bitter for people. It's not palatable and acceptable. But the Quran says we must speak the truth. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. We must be straight in our speech. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu anhu. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Ahmad. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّى. Speak the truth, even though it's bitter. This current government is Choroki government. It's government of thugs and crooks. Maulanas, no Maulanas, whoever. That is bunch of corrupted people, bunch of crooks and so forth. So what they doing, Adrian, the army comes to you. You are a Pakistani citizen. They come to me. They say, go on TV and say you are not supporting Imran and you were a supporter, but now you have withdrawn and we will drop all charges against you and your family. And if you are not prepared to do that, then we are going to have charges against you, your family and children and so forth and so on. So how many Pakistani families will do that? Nobody. So we'll say that I'm still going to support Imran. So they use all the intimidation, blackmail tactics and so forth and so on. And the media will say that this person withdrew his support from the PTI, Pakistan, Tahrik-e-Insaf and so forth. I got nothing to do with Imran. Some of his ideas I rejected. But if you're asking who will win the elections if they have free and fair elections, it will be a landslide victory for him. Majority of the people with Imran, they are not with the government or any other party. But you know, corruption is not only in South Africa. Corruption is in all parts of the world, and especially places like Pakistan and so forth.
Somebody says, Ustad, from Swaziland, can a double intention be made for both Qurbani and Aqiqah for one sheep? Or can Aqiqah be made on the same day of Eid, Ustad?
Here there are three questions. Question number one, if you are slaughtering, for example, a camel or a cow, you know that there are seven parts there. So if you have one, two, three, four, five parts for the Qurbani and two parts, for example, for the Aqiqah, the baby boy was born, mashallah, or you have six shares for the, you know, Qurbani and one share for the baby girl was born, so all that is fine. So you speak about now a goat or a sheep and so forth. So now you make double intention. So Hanafis will say that's not permissible. And you can't make intention in one sheep, one goat and so forth. That for Aqiqah and for Qurbani. But the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, all of them, they're very flexible on these issues. They will say, yes, it is acceptable and permissible. So I think that you are mostly there in Swaziland, Baban and Manzini, you're following the Hanafi school. rule to votik nahi hai. You can't in one animal make two intentions according to the Hanafi school.
Ustad, I've got a new listener by the name of Rajesh. He says, morning, AK. You call Modi the butcher of Gujarat, but how come some Muslims follow him? You guys are jokers and losers, AK. This is Rajesh. Ustad.
You see, Rajesh, you leave the Muslims out of this year for a little while. I told you 100 times, Rajesh, I am not here to defend Muslims. Muslims, 80% don't pray their five-time prayers. I am not here to defend Muslims. I am here to teach you pristine, pure Islam. I am here to defend Islam, not to defend Muslims. So remember that the Muslims in India, if the BJP give them 1 million rupees, they will support BJP, many of them. Even I admit to that. Now let us look at the facts, Rajesh. You are getting blinded by your jaundiced eyes and your blind allegiance to the thugs and the mobs there in India by BJP. The butcher, let's say loudly, Rajesh, say loudly, there's Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. Now why the butcher of Gujarat? He gave his thugs and his mobs 3 days. He told them, you go and rape the Muslim woman. You go and murder them. And 2,000 Muslims lost their lives. Leave Muslims and Islam out. The American government, after that massacre, they said they will not give him, Modi, a visa. And for real, they did not give him a visa and only gave him a visa after he became prime minister. So I'm asking you, Rajesh, so why did America say that after that massacre there, where my sisters were raped, where my brothers and sisters were murdered in cold-blooded by the Hindu mobs and thugs and terrorists, so what do you want me must call him? What are your people doing there in Kashmir? You have 8-9 million Muslims and you got a 1 million army there. For what you got 1 million people there? Now when Modi went to meet Biden, so why was he so humiliated and disgraced by the American media? He could not answer the question for the oppression, suppression of the minorities, what they are doing to the Muslims, what they are doing to the Christians, what they are doing to the Sikhs. My brother Rajesh, don't be a blind follower. 100%, you must remember, you like it or you lump it. Modi is 100%, you must remember, butcher of Gujarat. And we will say this. And even now, when it comes to South Africa, for the BRICS summit, our lawyers have already prepared papers. He must be arrested. We know the South African government will give them amnesty and whatever else, protection and so forth, diplomatic amnesty, whatever they want to call it. But we will name and shame him, remember, because for us, he's a war criminal, and for us as Muslims and people of justice throughout the world, Muslim, non-Muslim, he is 100% the butcher of Gujarat.
Allahu Akbar. Well said, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. A listener from Roshni says, Muftisab, you heard that they went to search for the 5 bodies, that ocean gate, but they found other bodies there that died many, many years back. Ustad.
Yes, you must remember, South Africa is a country that's not at war with enemies. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. The house is burning from within the house. Official figures of South Africa, if you know South Africa and you know statistics, the last time in this few months now, they said there are 82 murders per day. How many murders? 82 murders per day. When yesterday I heard, you must remember about the Zama, now the figure is gone to 17 people died and so forth and so on. So the premier of Gauteng says, no, we need much more policing. We need drones. We need this and so forth and so on. But my question to you is, that with your constitution, you support human rights and you remove all divine rights and so forth and so on. So what do you expect? If I have to shoot a criminal who's coming right into my house, you want to arrest me and that guy gets 5-star treatment in jail and so forth. So South Africa has to look at their constitution. South Africa has to look at this whole human rights policy of theirs, which stinks if you ask me. You are promoting crime. You are not stopping crime and so forth. Remember that. So you will find bodies littered everywhere in South Africa. It's not a war, but it looks like a war zone. You must remember that. Any person who is fair and just will tell you that in South Africa. So remember this. I'm going to the mosque now. So after that, I want to go to graveyard. I told you last week, I was in Port Shepstone.
Mm-hmm.
I could not go to the graveyard without police or without security clearance. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
To go to a graveyard, you have to get security clearance and so forth and so forth. We are Muslims. We go there every Friday. We go there every time. So you tell me, no, I want to go here to the graveyard. So I asked Maulana Ahmed, Muhammad, is it safe? They said it's okay. So imagine we can't visit our deceased without looking behind our shoulder and so forth. That is your South Africa. That is your ANC. That is hopeless, useless, incompetent. Crime and corruption is the name of the game as far as they go. We need to speak the truth. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. I told you this 1,000 times.
Oh, I love you, Ustad. I love you, Ustad. I've got a new listener by the name of Alex. He says that, AK, I am a journalist as well. I enjoy your news, views, and interviews. He wants to know, was the overthrow of Gaddafi a terrible mistake of NATO? Brother Alex, Ustad.
Alex, you're supposed to be the professional journalist. How come you journalists line up to listen to my program? I'm not a qualified journalist. You guys are the main guys, but you listen to me, my brother. I'm honored, but Alex. Very good. See, Alex, let me tell you the story. You don't know Libya. You don't know Tripoli. You don't know Gaddafi. You don't know Saddam Hussein. The two crimes, inverted commas. Alex, you must write this in your articles, and you can take my name if you want to. You don't take my name, is fine also. The crime they committed, inverted commas, Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein, was, they said, listen, this is our oil, and why the hell must we sell it, you understand, for US dollars? We're going to sell it in the open market. If a guy comes with rubles, we will sell it to him. A guy comes with rupees, we'll sell it to him. A guy comes with this thing, euros, we'll sell it to him. America said, hey, how dare you do this? So President Saddam Hussein was martyred and he was executed by the Kufar Shias. Muqtada Sadr was there. American agents were there. And we were in Hajj in there in pilgrimage. And they told us they're giving us an Eid present. You understood the main rationale? Same thing Gaddafi said, that we are going to open the markets. Do you know about Libya? He used to give every newly wedded couple $50,000. He had the best water system in the world, not in Africa, in the world, Gaddafi. I'm no supporter of Gaddafi as far as his beliefs go, but what are the facts we must speak? There was not 1 cent he owed to the World Bank or the IMF. Do you think America wants to allow that? They want every country to be, you must remember, under them and their hegemony, the white rule, the bastard. You know, if you know Afrikaans, the whites always want that they must be in charge and so forth. And the rest of us, ordinary mortals, Africans, Indians, and whatever else, Chinese, will be under them. And so we said, go to hell. So Gaddafi told them that, and he told the Libyan people, one day you will cry for me, that these people will tell you about the vaccine, and they will tell you this, and so forth, and so on. So therefore, and you know that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and she made a blunder, and then they killed 2 Americans there, and so forth, or injured them, or whatever happened, and that is why. But the main reason to get rid of Gaddafi and to get rid of Saddam Hussein, they said it's our oil and you Americans can go to hell. But you see, Saudi Arabia now with MBS is a murtad bin shaitan, that he's learning the game still. Putin is giving him coaching. So Putin is saying, come play my game and I'll teach you how to play with the Americans. So now Saudi Arabia is learning from the Russians and saying we're going to open our market and we also want to join BRICS and so forth. You got it, Alex? Don't be Alex in Wonderland. Come and listen to our news and interviews. What do you say, my brother Alex?
Last question, you quickly. Somebody says here, Mufti Sab, you speak so bad of the Jews and the Arabs, but you don't like the ulama in South Africa. Don't be a bias, Mufti Sab. Ustad.
So you see, when you want to put words in my mouth, then you can put. I'm asking you 3 questions. Your so-called Maulvis, did they not close the masajid? Did they not go to court to close the masjid? Go read what Quran says. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 114. لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. So Allah says for them is disgrace. Leave AK, what can I do? I can't do anything. Allah says for them is disgrace. How disgraced they are. That people don't want to read Salat behind them. People don't want to invite them to their mosque. People are not giving them money. You know all that. You can go ask them. And in the year after will be a grievous, terrible punishment for them. So they have destroyed this legacy of Jamiat Ulama Transvaal and others. You know what I'm talking about. So you must remember these type of things. Who can? They can't even defend the honor of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. I challenge them 100 times. They go on radio, TV. I say publicly, Shias are kuffar. How I'm saying now, Shias are kuffar. They can't even do that. You call them Muslims. I'm asking you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see people cursing, swearing my companions, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. So you must remember that, you must curse them. رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So when I say, can you call them Muslims? That meaning, can you call them true Muslims? Muslims they might be, they are. But we will not call them dedicated, devoted Muslims. Third one, when the marriage bill came, they went again to court as friends of the court and so forth, and sided with the LGBT and the lesbian woman and so forth. So therefore, brother, don't come with your fairy tale story that they are the ones. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, they are bootlickers. Who goes and bury Muslims in non-Muslim graveyard? I'm asking you. So think properly there. Don't blame me for the mess you made. You made the mess, so you must lie with it, and you have destroyed yourself. Allah Ta'ala guide one and all. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us and Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.